Hey there, coming at you from my couch, bundled up, a little under the weather, but still nonetheless excited to announce that the doors to Eat with Melons are now open. So if you have been wanting to finally end binge eating in your life so that you can release weight sustainably, now is the time to get in to Eat with Melons. The doors are going to be open for just a few days. So over the next few days, you have a chance to enroll as well as watch the trainings, which will be coming down for the in the next few days, or you can listen to the replays that are up here in the last episode here on the podcast. So all of that will be coming down and the doors will be closing in a few short days. So just go to rashondyates.com/join-eat-with-balance, or you can click on the link in the show notes. See you inside.
Hi, welcome to the ending. An alarm went off. Hi, welcome to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. This is Rashonda Yates, and I am sharing my best tools and strategies to help you end your binge eating once and for all, become a binge-free boss, and feel more connected to your friends and loved ones. And today, we are talking about how to stop angry eating. Now, if you're anything like me, anger is something that I used to struggle with, and it was really difficult to accept. This is something that I hear about from people all the time. And so we're going to dig into this, and we're going to learn three steps to help you go from being who I call an aware food prisoner, someone who has so much awareness, but you feel like you can't put it into practice. So we're going to share these three steps today to how to go from that to being a binge-free boss and be in control of your emotions and, as a byproduct, in control of your cravings and your binge eating. So let's dive in. So if you're like most people who I work with, chances are you may feel out of control with food, and you may find yourself, you know, focusing on, okay, well, how do I get control of my cravings? How do I get control of my food? You know, what can I do to, you know, maybe track my calories or track your macros or write, you know, food journal or journal about your triggers and all of these things. And all of those things can be helpful. They can be useful. I'm a person who I don't feel like there's any right or wrong. It's simply a matter of how you are thinking about using any of those tools. So that being said, oftentimes we don't realize that even going to these tools is really working backwards. And here's what I mean by that. So I talk about this in my 3-part mini training, Stop the Binge Before It Starts, which you can grab at sendfox.com/RashondaYates. But the idea is that once we're already emotional eating, once we're already binging, we've already missed a ton of data. We've already gotten to the brink at that point. Right? We're already at our breaking point. There's already so many things, so much data, so much awareness that we have an opportunity to bring in before we even get to that moment when, you know, oh my God, I want a cookie, or oh my God, I need to eat an entire pizza or whatever it is. And you know, you may or may not have experienced this feeling of just feeling completely out of control. Like, oh my God, like I am having this urge and I try to write it out, but it's just so strong. You know, how am I supposed to ignore this? Well, those are indications when a craving feels so strong that you can't ignore it. That could be an indication that there is something in your life that you're not addressing, you know? And if you're like me, for me, one of the huge things that I was not addressing in my life was anger. Now, how many of you can relate to this? I've heard from others who struggle with binge eating, people I've worked with, people who come to me for help, people who have, you know, come on my trainings. You talk about anger. You might be angry with yourself for not being able to control yourself, or you might be angry because you are controlling yourself and you're angry about having to control yourself. You might be angry because you see other people around you eating however they want to eat, and you feel like, why can't I eat that way? And I can relate to this because I had so much anger in my life. Look at your own life. Where in your life are you not addressing anger? And so we're going to talk about a 3-step process that you can use. You're going to discover that when you do these kinds of purges in your life and get that toxic energy out of your body, you just simply don't want to binge. You simply just don't want to overeat. So you're really coming at it from a different angle. Instead of working from the outside in, you're working from the inside out is what you're doing. Instead of saying, you know, how can I control my environment or control, you know, even my behaviors on the outside? And you're going from talking about and thinking about that to, you know, what can I do to create this environment for myself on the inside? And so that's what today's podcast episode is about. So let's go ahead and get started. Step one for how to stop angry eating is to identify what you're angry about. Now, a pre-step to step one is to even know that you're angry. But as I said, I tend to attract people who've already done a good amount of emotional work, and you already have a lot of awareness. So you're probably familiar with things like the emotions wheel, for example. And you're probably more used to using words like shame in conversation. Like, these are things that not the average person isn't really thinking or saying. But, you know, for the aware food prisoners out there, you know, you're aware that you go through tons and tons of different emotions throughout the day. And so you're probably aware that anger is one of those, you know, very common emotions. What often happens when we notice that we're angry is we want to be dismissive of it because we think that anger is somehow wrong. You know, like, we shouldn't be angry. It's not very virtuous. We feel like we should be happy all the time, or, you know, feel like we should tiptoe around other people. So we really oftentimes will either try to stuff anger, we'll try to numb anger, we'll try to avoid anger, we'll try to stick our fingers in our ears and basically pretend like it's not anger. You know, we don't really have anger. Anger is just one of the many emotional keys. It's one way to think about it is that, you know, we have just 88 keys on a piano. And to play the full piano, we have to have the entire range of notes. And that includes, you know, if you're familiar with jazz speak, that includes the blue notes. And this is something, I don't know who needs to hear this, but for me, you know, when I was a child, my emotions were not okay in my home. They were not safe in my home. And so I felt like I couldn't express many, many different emotions. And one of them was anger. So I learned how to be a good girl. And I know there's many of you who can relate to that. So step one is to identify what you're angry about. And I have a little trick here to help you with this step, because again, you know, so many of us are out of touch with our emotions that, you know, yeah, we'll acknowledge, okay, yeah, you know, I have these emotions, but we're afraid to let ourselves really dive into them. because we're afraid of what they're going to reveal. We're afraid of the discomfort and the pain that they can bring up. So if this, you know, if you're in the habit of doing this, then sometimes it can be hard to even know why you're feeling what you're feeling. And to really be able to nail down and pinpoint, okay, yes, I am angry about this. So one of the tricks that I use is, instead of thinking of it in terms of anger, I will think of it in terms of resentment. What you can do is just pull out a white sheet of paper. And so step one, you're going to identify your resentments, and you're going to make this basically in one column straight down the page on, you know, starting on the left, you're going to just make one column of a list of people, philosophies, institutions, things that bother you in society, whatever it is, anything that you're resentful about, you're going to write all of that down. So you're just going to list them off. All you're doing is putting down the what at this point. All right. And basically, you know, resentment and anger are basically the same thing. It's the same type of energy. It's this, it's all stuff that you don't want to hang on to because it's toxic. And when we hang on to toxic emotions in our body, our bodies look for ways to either numb that, to feel better, because it, you know, it just feels bad. It feels bad. So that's step one, is to identify what you're resentful about slash angry about and make a column. Step two is to make a second column. And in this column, you're going to identify everything, all the reasons why you're angry about whichever item it is in step one. So now we're looking at the rows going across. So for example, if in column one, you wrote down your mother, column two, you're going to ask yourself, okay, well, why am I resentful towards my mother? And you're going to write down the cause. You don't want to make this a book. Okay. Because, you know, if you're like most people, first of all, especially if this is your first time doing this, you're going to have a lot of resentments. Okay. So you don't want to, it's not about prolonging this process. It's really more about being thorough and really getting everything out from, you know, out of your body. So if you wrote your mom in column one, in column two, you want to write what causes that resentment, you know? Oh, you know, when I was in the third grade, my mom said that, you know, I had legs that looked like pencils. When I went to college, she told me not to gain the freshman 15. You know, I'm not saying write every single thing that your mom ever did that caused you to feel pain. But what I am saying is, what are those major things? Because we always have these major things, these events that happen in our lives that we made meaning out of, and we replayed that story over and over and over again. And it is the source of a resentment. All right. So that's what you're going to do in column two. For every item in column one, in column two, go straight down and write the why. Why do I have this resentment? So step three is the most important step, is to take responsibility. Here's a very, very important caveat. If you were victimized in some way, if somebody abused you, did something that was harmful to you, that's not okay, period. So this step is absolutely not about making what someone else did okay. And I want you to really hear this, because it's really easy to go from thinking that I need to take responsibility to thinking I need to take responsibility for causing something to happen to me. And that is not what I'm talking about. You are not responsible for what someone else did. You are responsible for the resentment that you are now holding on to, which is not serving you. You may need a boundary in your life. Maybe there's someone who is actively harming you right now. And so it's time to get honest with yourself. Are you tolerating that? Because that is your responsibility. I love this illustration that someone once shared with me where you look at your 2 feet and you draw a circle around it. And everything that's in the circle is what you are responsible for. So you're responsible for yourself. You're responsible for your emotions. And that includes, are you holding on to resentment and anger? And if you are, guess what? Good. Because the fact that you're saying yes to that question right now means that you are willing to look at yourself. And that means that you're willing to let go of what is holding you back. And, you know, willingness is one of the pillars that I talk about inside my Binge Free Boss program, because sometimes we even have to start there of just getting willing, you know, because of the way that our brains are wired. It wants to keep us stuck. It wants to keep us, you know, trapped in that old pattern. All right. So now you have step three, is to take responsibility. Now, how do we do this? We have our first column of everything that is creating resentment in our lives. We have our second column of everything that is the reason why we have this resentment in our lives. Now we want to take responsibility for this. So we have to ask ourselves a question that is super, super powerful, but it's super, super uncomfortable. Okay. It is super, super uncomfortable. And just like most things that are uncomfortable for the sake of growth, it's worth it. So here's the question I want you to ask yourself and write it out for each and every resentment. And the question is, what characteristics in me are causing me to hold on to this resentment? What characteristics in me are causing me to hold on to this resentment? This is such a powerful question to ask yourself, and it really works for so many things in your life that you might find yourself attaching to when they don't serve you. I'll give you an example from my own life, which is, you know, I did have some resentment toward my mom. And the thing is that my mom had passed away by the time I discovered this powerful exercise. And yet I needed to find a way to, you know, let go of those resentments. And so I started to do this exercise and I wrote out, you know, what had caused me to feel resentment toward my mom. And it turned out to have a lot to do with how I saw her showing up in hers and my father's relationship. And when I took responsibility for my own resentment, I saw that basically I was showing up selfishly in my relationship with my mom. And what I mean is that, you know, I was expecting my mom to handle things the way that I wanted. I was expecting my mom to be who I wanted her to be. I was expecting her to do things the way I thought that she should do them. And I wasn't considering the fact that, you know, my mom had her own set of stuff that she was working through. And yet I was holding on to this resentment, which, by the way, until I did this exercise, I wasn't even really aware. So that's another reason why I really encourage you to do this exercise, because, you know, you might be thinking, oh, I don't have any resentments. Well, guess what? You're the exact person who needs to do this exercise. And again, it's okay. You know, I put myself through this exercise as often as I need to, because sometimes, you know, we're living life and things happen and we don't at that moment take the time to acknowledge it. Or maybe we're not even aware that something happens right in that moment, little traumas that happen. And when we, you know, make a practice of it and ritualize it, then we just have more and more opportunities to be continually releasing these things that happen, that we make meaning out of it. We are meaning-making machines. We're always going to make meanings out of things. It's just being able to have that awareness and have a practice to be able to make empowering meanings. And, you know, we have to start somewhere. So the last thing I'm going to say is, if you're resistant about doing this exercise, or if you think, oh, that sounds nice, but, you know, I'm not ready to do it now, or I'm going to put it off until later, guess what? That probably means that you especially need to do this exercise. So I'm going to challenge you that if you are resistant to it, or if you are, you know, making up excuses and reasons of why you want to postpone it, I would encourage you to actually, instead of making this exercise fit into your life, make your life fit into this exercise and prioritize yourself and your well-being by making the time to do this. All right. So there we have it. Let's just go ahead and recap. So I told you that today we'd be talking about how to stop anger eating. And I gave you the three steps to do that. Step one is to identify what you're angry about. Step two was to make a list of what's causing the anger or the resentment. And step three, take responsibility for your emotion. Now, I go so much deeper into all of this in one of my pillars in the Binge Reboss Method. But this is plenty to get you started, to just start doing what I call an urge purge. All right. This, a version of this exercise is what I did to finally feel free and miraculously lost the desire to binge. All right. So do this exercise. Let me know how it goes for you. You can, DM me, or, you know, make a story on IG and tag me. You can follow me over at Rashonda Yates, where I share, you know, even more strategies and tips to how to be a binge-free boss. And I also sometimes just share random stuff from my life, you know, meals I'm eating, things I'm thinking. I have been more active on doing IG lives recently and have just so much, you know, fun stuff coming in the coming weeks with collaborations and whatnot. So hope to see you over there. And I will talk to you soon on another episode of the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.